It's Monday, June 15th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Results from an annual assessment of the well-being of Indiana youth is a mixed bag. The Indiana Board of Health has adopted animal movement restrictions after a pest not seen in decades made its way to the United States this month. And local artists in central Indiana are looking to find more sustainable ways to be fashionable. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Results from an annual assessment of the well-being of Indiana youth is a mixed bag. Jill Sheridan reports the state slipped slightly in its overall ranking.
The Kids Count Data Book places Indiana 29th in the country, assessing conditions including health, economics, education, family, and community. The state improved its overall ranking in health, an area that finds improved metrics for youth who are overweight and have insurance. Children also remain well-positioned in educational outcomes. Indiana Youth Institute President and CEO Tammy Silverman says this year's report continues to compare Indiana to other states, but also includes more data about how the state is doing compared to previous years.
So rather than necessarily looking outside, it's holding ourselves to our own performance.
Indiana slipped in economic well-being, finding more children in poverty. The family and community ranking of 36 was also worse as other states made more progress. I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.
The Indiana Board of Animal Health has adopted animal movement restrictions after a pest not seen for decades made its way to the southern United States this month. Mia Lemkuhl reports.
New World screwworms are parasitic flies attracted to living tissue of warm-blooded animals to lay eggs. The flies have not been found in Indiana. Indiana State Board of Animal Health Communication Director Denise Derer-Spears says the pest enters through open wounds on animals.
They have big orange eyes, and they have a blue or shiny green back to them, and then three large black stripes on the back of their body.
If livestock, poultry, or companion animals are coming from an infested zone, the animal must be seen, inspected, and certified by a USDA-accredited veterinarian within 5 days before arriving in Indiana. Derer-Spears says while human infection is possible, it is not expected to be a major problem in the U.S. For WFIU News, I'm Mia Lemkuhl.
According to the United Nations Environment Program, 92 million tons of textile waste is produced globally every year. Local artists are responding one garment at a time. WFYI's Daniel Huber reports many people in central Indiana look to find more sustainable ways to be fashionable.
Jess Kahn-Gim, owner of Reclaim and Rethread in Brownsburg, thrifts her material to make entirely new garments. She says she finds quality material by buying secondhand.
I mean, every time I go sourcing, I save hundreds of pounds of textiles, and then they all come here and get washed and reworked.
Kahn-Gim also says the quality of fast fashion is poor, and sustainability is an ethical matter. In West Lafayette, Jess McGregor, owner of Cornflower Print Co., makes her own designs to screen print on thrifted clothing. She says a $5 t-shirt cannot ethically exist.
So somebody somewhere is not getting paid what they're worth for making that shirt or making those clothes or making that jean jacket.
Sustainable clothes vendors interviewed for this story all say they see an increase in demand. I'm Daniel Huber in Indianapolis.
Ball State University's food delivery robots won't be delivering any more meals on the campus. IPR's Stephanie Weekman reports that's because the robot delivery company is changing its focus.
Hello, I'm a Starship delivery robot.
Ball State's fleet of 24 food delivery robots came online in late 2022. They rolled through campus daily, delivering food from dining hall locations, singing songs if programmed, and saying
thank you
to customers. Now owner Starship Technologies, based in Estonia, is removing its robots from all U.S. college campuses. In a statement this month, the company says it is, quote, shifting its strategic focus to retail grocery chains and hot food delivery in cities across Europe and the United States. Starship touted it was operating on more than 60 campuses across the U.S. Besides Ball State, Purdue University has had the robots since 2019, and the University of Notre Dame was added in 2023. I'm Stephanie Weekman in Muncie.
And now, a look at the events of the week. If you're looking to learn something new, attend Douglas Sizes Up Lincoln, from fierce critic to great admirer, on Juneteenth at 12 p.m. at the Allen County Public Library Main Branch. Presented by the Friends of the Lincoln Collection and the Black Chamber of Fort Wayne, the lecture explores Frederick Douglass's views on Abraham Lincoln throughout the abolitionist movement and the Civil War. Virtual attendance is also available. If you're ready to relax and recharge, join Discover Yoga at the Fort Wayne Philharmonic on June 18th at 6 p.m. for a sound bath and guided meditation led by Chelsea Vanna and Adriana Platt. Tickets are $15. Art lovers can stop by ArtLink's 48th Annual Members Showcase on June 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. and explore works from local and regional artists across a variety of mediums. The opening reception includes light snacks and a cash bar. If you're looking for a Father's Day weekend outing, head to Country Heritage Winery in La Auto on June 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. for Cruise In Wine Down the Back Roads, featuring a classic car show and live music from the Jukebox Heroes. For even more Father's Day fun, visit Backroads Distilling on June 21st from noon to 7 p.m. for free distillery tours and tastings, barbecue from the sandwich shop, and a build-your-own old-fashioned experience. And finally, if you're in the mood for a laugh, catch Craig Robinson, best known as Daryl from The Office, at Summit City Comedy Club on June 19th and 20th, with shows at 7 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. Tickets are $54. More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. Cuts to Medicaid are already impacting many Hoosiers, and more could lose insurance next year as work requirements take effect. A new report estimates Indiana farmers lost more than $600 million in agricultural exports during the first year of the latest U.S.-China trade dispute. And both Republicans and Democrats gathered at the State House Thursday to show support for religious freedom in Indiana. That's who and what for Monday, June 15th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Enkenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.